Let's turn in our scriptures to the center of our sermon today, Hebrews chapter 13, which you'll find on page 1206 of the Supply Bibles. Hebrews, this great sermon, lets us know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just to see if you've been listening, who just made a similar claim? God the Father. God the Father. He says, I am. And in his infinity, he is. Here is the catechism question. What is God? This is clause two of the answer. In and of himself, infinite in being. Infinite. He is reliable. He is unchanging. He is everywhere. All that composes his being, his character, his goodness, his reach, all of these things are infinite with him. And so for Jesus to make that same claim, we'll see what happened. You'll meet people along the way who are going to tell you that Jesus did not claim to be God. Today, you will see he did, 100%. God called Moses, and Moses was hesitant. And that's understandable. If you were to be outside and see that one of the bushes was burning and yet it was not consumed, that in itself would be an hour-long television show these days, the paranormal, this, that, or the other. And thousands, maybe millions of people would watch it because it's an amazing thing. It's miraculous. Always think, when you hear that word miracle, it's not something like that. It's not a miracle. People have dumbed down the word quite a bit over the generations. It was a miraculous catch, they say, on the football field. It was a miraculous recovery, they say, after someone took some aspirin. But no, a miracle is something that you cannot explain beyond the power of God. And so Moses was hesitant, and God gave him reason for confidence by revealing the essence of his being. And when we are sent by God, this is reason for our confidence. That same God, the eternal, self-existent one, without peer, without limit, infinite, unlimited, boundless, immeasurable. In the Hebrew, and I don't do this very often, but these are important. Ehayah, Esher, Ehayah. I am who I am. Or I will be what I will be. Who here can say that? Knowing that tomorrow may not come. Knowing that you have an idea in your mind of who you'd like to be until someone cuts you off on the highway and then you become someone you didn't really want to be for a second. Or someone steals from you. Or someone hurts someone you love. And then all of a sudden, you've changed. You are not that infinite I am. In the Greek, ego ami haon. I am the I am. Many superstitious Jews wouldn't even speak the name. Some Christians follow them today. Have you ever read a book or an article or a blog post or a Facebook comment where someone writes God and they write G-D. This is superstition for the one who belongs to God. Let me ask you this. If you had to call your mom by that, what would you call her? You're trying to haul her out to your dad. The true believer does not have to do that, because the true believer is an adopted child of God and gets to say Father. There is no superstition there, even as we recognize him to be the great I Am. God gave Moses clear permission to say his name, I Am. And so, what I want to encourage you to do today is to walk in infinity. Walk in infinity. And I will explain how. First, Hebrews chapter 13, the very living and active Word of God. Let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves also are in the body. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Now, why do you think the preacher to the Hebrews placed that statement right there? He's reminding us that these commands, as well as everything that God has said, are carried through with Jesus Christ, the unchanging one. Christ, the infinite one, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who else is the same yesterday, today, and forever? God the Father, the one who called himself the great I Am. And if he called himself I Am, and Jesus is equated to him, then this same Jesus whom you serve is surely God. Infinite. Unchanging. And when you are called by God, it's a fearsome thing. But you can know that this very same God, this unchanging, all-powerful one, is the one who's going to equip you for the task. And how amazing is it that all he has to do to equip you for the task ahead of you, beloved, is to tell you his real name. And by so doing, he invests you with his authority and power. Now, this doesn't mean that things won't happen to you along the way. What it means is that God equips you to the task to which you've been called. when you meet a police officer, from where does his authority come? From his height? From his stature? Does it even come from the weapon on his hip? I say no. It comes from the badge he wears. The badge that says, I have been authorized to do these things, to say these things. I have authority. By having the very name of God upon you, you have been given authority and power. You are able to proclaim the name of Christ wherever you go, in spirit and truth. And I'm not saying to you that the result will always be pleasant. It won't. Quite likely that some of our brethren this very day have sacrificed their lives as they stood on the authority of Jesus Christ. But beloved, didn't he do the same thing for you? I want to say this again. You may be called upon to sacrifice your very life as you stand in the authority of Jesus Christ. But beloved, that makes you more like him, not less like him. Died for you and was resurrected. Do you not know that you will also be resurrected by this infinite one, by the great I am? Now, I am. Let's talk about that. His infinity covers your every concern. You're afraid. God says, I am the remedy for that. And he is. You are in pain. God says, I am sufficient for your pain, as he said to Paul. And he is. When God says, I am, he's referring to, among other things, his goodness. Now, all of us can say, I'm good, usually. I'm good usually, until something pushes me a little too far, and I find that line where God has to discipline me and grow me and make me more good. What is there that has to make God more good than he already is? God can say, I am good. How much power do you have in this world? Show me your power. Make it rain. Any of you? Give me a drop of water. God says, I am. And he makes it rain. This is his power, and there is no limit to it. There is nothing that God cannot do that it is within his wisdom and will to do. Nothing. God can say, I am. This is the scope of those two little words. I am. What is your level of wisdom today? How far did you get in your education? Did you learn everything about everything? Did you learn a lot about one or two things? God knows everything there is to be known about everything. And thus he can say, I am wisdom. So when you hear the name, I am, let it strike you as one who encompasses all, not just some, not just a part, certainly not temporarily, but all, forever. What is God in and of himself, infinite in being? Infinite. Do you grasp that word? This room is not infinite. We can see the borders of this room. If we go outside, we might think, well, there's an infinite view. But what we're actually looking at is limits. When we see the clouds, we're looking at the atmosphere of the earth. Those are limits. And when the astronauts take off and they go beyond the earth, and they say to themselves, wow, we are looking at infinity. You can't even see the other side of the moon. My friend, you are not looking at infinity. Who is it, beloved, that sees the dark side of the moon and the light side of the moon at the same time? I am. Who is it that knows what the doctor has said to you and how it's going to turn out? I am. I am. Who is it that knows if we're going to make it home tonight? I am the one who is infinite in being, beyond time, beyond space, beyond knowledge. Listen to me. If you are not his, you should be terrified right now, because you will not escape him. I don't care what you do. But if you are his, you have more reason to celebrate than anyone walking the planet Earth. Because the great I Am has chosen you and made you his own. Even when the air is so cold that it stings your face, or so hot that it burns, the great I Am has you in his infinite grasp. And speaking of his grasp, did not Jesus say, none can take them from my hand? Have you ever watched a strongman competition? You see these men, they attach chains to trucks and they pull them. And then they reach their limit. They pick up huge stones and lift them onto pillars. And then they fall in exhaustion because they have reached their limit. Jesus has said, none can take them from my hand. What does that speak to you? Of the I Am, the infinity of his strength. It is unparalleled. And if you are his, he's holding you with that unparalleled strength. So when the enemy comes, he can't pull you out of his hand. When your own doubts come, you can't jump out of his hand. You are held safely. Listen to this from John chapter 8. These are some of the Jewish leaders talking to Christ. The Jews answered and said to him, do we not rightly say you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. There's that infinity again. Never. What do we call those words? Those of you who have taken these courses in school, we call them infinitives. Never. Always. Who is the one who can speak those? God alone. I'll continue. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets also. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste of death. Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But if I do know him, I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Listen. Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, Before Abraham was born, I am. I don't know if you heard me. Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Jesus most certainly declared himself to be God. The true God. The only living God. Before Abraham was born, I am. If that is not cause for the believer to celebrate, there is no reason for the believer to celebrate whatsoever. This is that same Jesus you serve today. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Just a bit more. Infinity. Touched the woman at the well. This simple woman who had lived a sinful life, who was living a sinful life but wanted better, encountered the I am. What should have happened to her? What did the Father say? If you see my face, you will die. Because he's so holy. We cannot handle the I am-ness of God. Take nothing else home tonight. Take that with you. We cannot handle the I am-ness of God. It is too great for us. So the Father said, I'll show you my back. And he passed in a cloud. And even that was life-changing. And so, when the time was right, when the sacrifice was ready, when God, who had the word written for all who would believe, said, I'm going to give you more than writing. I'm going to give you something you can touch. I'm going to give you something you can see. I'm going to give you something you can feel. And infinity touched the finite by taking on a human body. A human body that could sweat and feel pain and know hunger and tiredness. Yet somehow the great I am jammed himself into that. I don't know how. I confess, I don't know how. How does the infinite fit? We marvel at the birth of a baby, thinking, what a miracle. Baby can't even talk yet, can't do math, can't pay rent. And we go, what a miracle. But to a virgin girl, the I am entered. And through this virgin girl, in a human being maybe this big, the I am lived. I am lived. And not only did he live, infinity touched you and allowed you to touch him, to feel his skin, to smell his breath, to see his hair, to know that the Word had taken flesh and now dwelled among us. And now he does still. The great I am is there. And there and there in your brothers and sisters. Remember that the next time you are offended, you're looking in the eyes. Great I am. I believe it was Charles Spurgeon who said, don't be too angry with someone who thinks badly of you. You're worse than he thinks you are. And yet the great I am, the infinity, has somehow come to live within you. I hope no one will be offended by this. It was a part of my growing up. It's a reference point for me. I enjoyed science fiction and comics. And even those sinful writers wrote often about what happened when you tried to cram too much power into a container that couldn't take it. It exploded and everybody died. So you tell me, how did the infinite one, I am who I am the I am, get first inside a baby, which grew into an adult, and now by his Spirit lives in you? God is the great I am. And you are the beneficiary of that. Do great things with it. Walk in infinity. Gracious Heavenly Father, there is no way for us to even draw comparisons to the great I am except to know that it's more, so much more. You are the great I Am. And in you we have authority and power, confidence, love, surety. We have your word made more sure. We have the truth, and the world lives in a lie. And so, in these weak and frail bodies, that somehow you, the I Am, hold together that we might carry you and reflect your light upon all those who live in that darkness and need it so desperately. Go with us daily. Tonight, this week, this very hour, let us appreciate the I Am. And the fact that somehow you have condescended to live within those you love and hold our atoms together and show yourself to a desperate, dying world, raising the dead to life, enlarging your family, changing us along the way. Glorify yourself in all ways, at all times. In Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen.